Well, I'm here at Hereford Racecourse, where I'm joined by the clerk of the course, Keith Oddison, hopefully to look ahead to Sunday's card. As we're standing here at the moment, actually, it's not a bad day at all. I was mentioning now to Keith that it would be a lovely day to go racing, but unfortunately, Keith, the forecast not looking too good.
Not at all. We've just got the latest update that have come through from the North American model and the European model. Our meteorologists, they put it together and then interpret it in sort of layman speak so that I can understand it. And basically, we're not in good shape for looking ahead towards Sunday.
As we stand now, the track, whilst it looks fine from here, is frozen in places, is it?
It is. I think it's important. We've had quite a lot of racing over the winter and last year, and we've done very well. And obviously, we're not in the growing season at the moment. So where the track has been worn, there are quite a few bare places on it. And that's generally all around the course. And those bare areas, as you'll know with your garden at home, they freeze much quicker than grass-covered areas. So the parts of the course that aren't sort of protected by the grass, they're frozen solid, and they have been since last week, since the cold spell started.
Your meteorological gurus then have told you what in the last few minutes, so what can we expect?
Well, yesterday they gave us a glimmer of hope. Things change, as you know, on a day-to-day basis with the forecast. This is why we can't set anything in stone. But they've just given me an update now, saying from about 9 o'clock in the Hereford area this evening, it's going to start snowing. Well, it might rain first and then turn to snow. And by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we could have 3 to 4 inches of snow lying on the ground, at which point it would be about -1, -2, so it would be very cold with snow covering already frozen ground. But then after that, instead of getting a bit milder, improving, as yesterday's forecast was, as those indications were, we're going to get severely cold, possibly -6 or -8 for Friday night, and then remaining below zero on Saturday. Well, you know, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that we're never going to recover from that. And we're starting from a frozen position before we go into that weather from this evening. The main mechanism that's triggering an inspection at 8:30 tomorrow morning is the closing of declarations for Sunday's races at 10 a.m. So we need to give everybody, all the trainers and owners and the media, a realistic position of where we are and the likelihood of the meeting going ahead. Well, you know, I wouldn't be brave enough to call it off today because, as we know with the forecast, it can change. But by tomorrow morning, if we've got some snow lying on frozen ground and it's going to freeze again, we might be in a clearer position to save everybody the expense and the hassle of, you know, planning ahead for Sunday's racing when there is, in fact, no chance of it going ahead.
It's very disappointing, really, because last year, we had some rotten weather last year, for being honest. You did so well. You got every meeting on.
We did. We were very lucky. There were days last year when we inspected because we were waterlogged, or we covered the track because we were expecting the frost, but we were just about raceable, and we got every day in. The most severe of last year's winter's weather was actually end of November and December, prior to January. So from a January 2011 through to December 2011, we raced. We had 19 fixtures and we raced all of them. So, you know, we can count ourselves lucky for that.
Keith, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for your time. And unfortunately, it's looking a bit grim for Sunday's meeting here at Hereford. We will, of course, confirm one way or the other on BBC Hereford and Worcester. But it's very sad, really, as I'm standing here now. Just a bit of nip around the ears, I think we can say. But an ideal day for commuting between the bar and the betting ring, which is my usual sort of route when I'm at a race meeting here at Hereford. But as I say, we'll bring you all the latest news as and when we get it. But I think it's fair to say at the moment the prospects not looking good for Sunday's card.